the Lucas mortuary. And the old lady Madison, we called her, was standing on the back porch. So she told us afterwards, I politely watched. They put your mother's body in the casket. And so Father and all of us gathered around the kitchen, planning Mother's funeral. And Byne walked in the house about 7 o'clock that night. He looked around, Mother's dead, isn't she? He began to cry, because he out running the streets. My mother had died here at 4:10 that day.
4:10 p.m.
4:10 p.m.
Who called me?
I don't know.
They called before 5 or right around there. See, I was in Heber City. Glenn was managing a grocery store there for Van Dyke's. And they called, and I had no phone where we were living. So one of the guys at work there sent his wife down. Mm-hmm. To tell me about it. And I was just getting clothes ready, planning on going home that weekend, Saturday, because mm-hmm. I wanted to ask my mother a lot more questions. I had asked an awful lot the time before. But I did feel when I saw her the time before that I'd probably never see her again. So I went home and had my cry then. But anyway, he got things all ready for the guy to handle it Saturday and Monday. You know, till Glenn could get back. And we went as fast as we could, you know, to get home to Mother's. And when we got there, they were all gathered and was, you know, planning and had different ones if they wanted to talk and stuff.
At that particular time, people used to always have funerals on Sundays, and the church put up word no more funerals on Sundays because you don't go to your church and do this because you go to funerals. And so I kind of wanted on Sunday anyway, but you know, we got to follow the church orders. You know, she died on Friday. We had viewing Sunday and her funeral Monday. Mm-hmm. And she had a very nice funeral.
The viewing was at home.
Yes.
At 9:04?
Yes. Yes, because in those days they didn't view them at the mortuary, and they never held funerals at the mortuary. You viewed them at home, and then you go to your church. Your chapel or something, but the 24th chapel wasn't finished, and so Mother's funeral was held in the cultural hall of the 20th ward. Mm-hmm. And she had almost a full house there, like Aristotle. We'd have very many, but it was just full people, neighbors, and everyone else. And of course, when the presidency of the Ogden State Presidency talked, Hall was his name, I don't remember his first name, but he didn't know Mother at all. And then Jay, or Jenkins, that was our bishop in the 13th ward, and he lived there, knew us quite well, so he talked. And then Annie Ma, Mother, a great deal of Annie Ma, mm-hmm. and so we asked her to talk.
And she was her Relief Society official. Over at Mother's department, she was in.
They all did, wasn't it? Anyway, she came and gave a very nice talk at Mother's funeral. I don't remember who else talked to them, but
that's about the main speakers.
Uh-huh.
Then they played violin and organ. Who did that?
I don't remember.
Well, they had somebody play the violin and some of the organ together, and it was Going Home.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well,
huh?
That's Mom's favorite.
Yes, I know.
It's mine. I think somebody's walked off of my coffee, but I hope not. Well, anyway, I took down my shorthand as much as I could of it, and Marion did too, so Dad handed her notes to me 2-3 days later. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she wound up back, but she didn't have much more than I did, but she wrote longhand.
Uh-huh. But anyway, a mother had a cousin I don't remember ever seeing before. She's quite a pretty lady, only Julie. I don't remember her.
Julia Farley.
Julia Farley. And she had black hair and little nice looking old lady.
Dark eyes.
Her son brought her up. And of course, I'd seen Mother's other cousin, Julie's sister, Thelma. And she was big as could be. They didn't look anymore alike. It's different. But she just admired the beautiful flowers that Mother was sent to Mother's funeral.
Here.
Now, the viewing at the home, Gordon remembers as a child viewing someone's body in front of the fireplace. Would that have been Anna's? Where they had her located?
Uh-huh. It was kind of corner-wise in the corner by the fireplace. And then we had Mother and Dad's picture right at the foot of the casket on the mantle of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Olson had some beautiful water lilies. She brought them over and we had them there beside Mother and Dad's picture.
Lilies of the valley.
Yeah, lilies of the valley. And down in it was really pretty. And Polly is a Joe's friend of Mother. She had made shoes for herself to be buried in. They got special material and everything. But Thelma was such a good friend of mine. I wanted to be buried in the shoes I had made.
She also gave Mother the veil of special material she'd been saving for her own funeral.
Wow.
She made funeral clothes all the time.
Uh-huh. But she made special things for herself. But she gave her veil and shoes she made.
Was your mother buried with? I've seen pictures where she's wearing glasses. Was she buried wearing glasses?
No. Oh no. Mm-hmm. I don't like to spend put glasses on them anyway. But no, I know Mother had a picture with glasses on now. She said they could take them off for me if I paid a big price. So. And of course, I was just going to school, so I didn't have money. I still don't. But
I think Arius got the glasses because I think when we were cleaning out his things, I think Aunt Sharon wanted, because they were so tiny, they were just very dainty little round glasses.
I don't remember him having glasses on in the cast.
I think that we thought they might have been Anna's.
So Uncle Donald's family probably has those glasses now.
That's it.
We don't know, though.
We don't know for sure.
Well, I don't remember Eris having glasses on at all.
None of them had glasses on.
But Eris was dark like Mother was. Mm-hmm. Now, Lois is, well, my balance of blonde. I said, no, I didn't bring the pictures down this time, but I didn't look at last time. Mother's a dark brunette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, she was getting gray around the face, and I guess that's just young children. They thought she was blonde or something.
Well, see, Mabel would never let them come see Mother. They passed our place to go up the park. She'd stand out and make sure they didn't come in. But they could go out block over to half block over to Harris's. That was different. So that's why they didn't know too much.
I see.
Yes.
Well, how old was Anna when she passed away?
61.
She was alive.
Yes, right.
And the cause of death was what?
Pneumonia.
Uh-huh. Like Earl says, I'd known she was dying a couple of days ahead of time. Okay, you should. You've been a stupid doctor, but I've never been around.
Well, see, Mother took sick. They all left on her mission and 1929, and in September of 1929 is when Mother took sick. Mm-hmm. And Dad having his own orchard over here, just below Liberty. We had all kinds of apples and peaches. Well, we'd gone out and picked 5 bushels of peaches for Mother and 2 bushels of pears, 1 bushel of peaches for me and 1 pears, and it half ripe all at one time. So that's what we did, peaches and peaches and peaches, and all day long and at night. I don't know.
Just all the
body brought up the bottles and stuff, and at the very last, I got, well, lots of times Glenn would come for stuff, because that time we lived on 2045 Monroe. Mm-hmm. And he'd sometimes come, because I didn't know whether Dad no one was there, but I thought we would get meals, and then of course Gladys would have to get them. And I didn't stay, but the very last day that there was just one more big pan of peaches, and Gladys said she'd put them in the bottle. She'd never put them in the bottle before.
Well, they had rubber bands that we don't have now.
Well, and the lids were zinc, and if you'd used them, open them before, you had to take a knife or something and push it down after you get around the ring, and then you tip them over this way. You don't any other bottles, but that upside tipped them down. Over. And when I got there the next morning, I got there soon after 7, Mother said, I can hear the fizzle. She said, you go check them. And it was these ding zinc lids. So I undid them and heated them over again and put them back in the bottles, and it come out just fine.